Hey everyone, this is Doug Schaaf with RE/MAX Oceanside and MakeManYourHome.com. In this week's episode, I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about a market update. I try to do this once a month, and I think the last time I did this was about a month and a half ago. So I'm trying to do this as often as possible just to keep you all updated on what's happening in the real estate market. So let's do this. First, before we get started on the market update, I figured I'd explain a little bit of, we had a lull there for a bit where we didn't do a couple podcasts for a couple weeks. And the reason is my brother, Kelly, you probably saw the podcast that I did with him giving an update on the RV, trip that he's on. Anyway, he's back. And kind of when he was getting back, it was just kind of too hard to organize keeping this podcast going and have him edit the video and all that kind of stuff. So we took a couple weeks off. Last week, we put up an episode from Fort Williams, which I actually shot a few weeks ago. So it was nice to get that one up. And now I'm going to give you a market update. So let's jump right in. And I'm going to try to keep this fairly brief, but I do want to talk about, you hear a lot of news and I get a lot of questions recently about, geez, there's a recession coming. The sky is going to fall. It's going to, all that kind of stuff. And I think what's happening is we're all a little gun shy from what happened 10 years ago. And I probably talked about this in my last market update, or I did talk about it. So I'm just going to kind of re-update you here as far as give you an update this month, as far as what's happening and all that. So I found a couple of cool images to look at. First off is, who's predicting when this recession is going to happen? Because it seems like every year people are like, hey, there's recession's coming, and it never does. So by looking at a lot of, I got a little graph here. And if you're listening to this audio, you may want to jump on, YouTube and check it out. But this talks about, who's predicting what, like the Wall Street Journal, the Duke Survey of CFOs, a few kind of like reports that they're looking at, and they're saying, when is this recession coming? And, in 2019, it's a pretty low percentage, except for the Duke Survey says, 47% of them think that it's coming this year, 2019. But most experts are, under 10%, a couple of these are, is coming this year. But when you look at 2020, now, like Wall Street Journal is predicting 57%. Another one is predicting 50% of the report is saying that's going to happen in 2020, 33%, 42%. So a lot of people are predicting that it's going to happen in 2020. Then you look at 2021, you're in like the 26% range, 35% range. And these are a percentage of people that are saying that it's going to happen in this time frame, 25.9%, and then after 2021, 6%, 10%, maybe 24%, those things. So really, the bulk of the people that are trying to predict when this recession is coming, they're saying in 2020. Okay, now, from my perspective, again, how does that impact housing? And how does it impact housing prices, which is really what we're concerned about, the value of our house. How is that going to impact us? Okay. And here's a cool or very interesting, slide that I found. Okay. And I'll explain this here after I flash it up on the screen. So what this is saying is, in the last five recessions, how has that impacted prices? And I believe I also talked about this in the last report, but I'll kind of update it again. So in the last five recessions, like back in 1980, there was a recession. Housing prices actually went up 6.1%. And that was in the recession. That's what happened to housing prices. Let's see, 1981, I had a quick little dip there. So anyway, in 1981, 3.5% growth. So it went up. And then in 1991, we did see about a 2% dip in housing prices. Not awful. In 2001, we had, a recession happen in 2001, early 2000s, and our housing prices went up 6.6%. Okay, now, where everybody's getting all, freaked out is in 2008, we had 19.7% drop in prices. And I'll flash this kind of back up there again. Now, that is solely because the housing, you know, the mortgage market and the real estate market is what caused the last recession. And that's why prices went down so much. This time around, the housing market is not going to cause or should not cause the recession. Therefore, prices historically have shown that they continue to rise through recessions. So really, you know, that's to kind of help put you at ease as far as your housing goes, that, you know, the sky isn't necessarily falling because a recession is coming. And that's in my world, real estate world, housing prices, things like that. So what I also have here, which I thought was pretty cool, is what's forecasted to happen with prices over the next couple of years. Okay, even with all these people saying that the recession is coming, let's see what's happening. So year over year, change in price. I kind of like these maps because it shows like the whole country and everything. We're up here in this blue color, which is saying that we're going to have 4% to 5.9% growth. And it's actually written in there. You probably can't see it, but it says 5.9% growth is what we're going to have year over year. Okay. And that's forecasted. It's pretty good growth in the face of a recession. Now, here's a great one as well. So this is projected. They take a lot of, you know, home price expectation survey. A lot of experts look at it and project where the prices are going to go. Okay, so I'll flash this up real quick as well. So in 2019, predicting a 4.1% growth, which is good. Seems like we are on target for that. Maybe even more here in Maine. Actually, 5.9 here in Maine. in 2020, looks like we're going to drop down to 2.8%, but still growth. You know, that's the important thing. We're still heading in the right direction. It's not like anybody's predicting a loss. 2021, 2.5%, 2022, 3%, and 2023, 3.4%. Now, 3.4% and 3%, anywhere in between 3 and 4% is normal growth. That's where we should be. So it looks like we might have a little bit of a dip going into this recession that everybody's predicting, but still growth. Just reducing the amount of growth, and then come right back up. So again, that's kind of, it's kind of nice to see that everybody's what they're projecting is not the sky is falling, especially in the real estate world. When a recession does come, you know, people lose their jobs, things like that. And that is really unfortunate, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about real estate, and it certainly doesn't seem like the sky is going to fall on that. So that's great news. Now, this slide here I kind of have as a good segue, because right after this one, I'll talk about inventory in our local market. So this is average days on market throughout the whole country. And again, I kind of like to see this to see, you know, where we're at. So, geez, you know, a lot of the country is still, you know, houses sell within 30 days, which is amazing. You know, there's really only like one, two states that are, you know, over 60 days. But most of them are under 60 days, maybe even under 45 days. And Maine is definitely that dark blue color that says we sell houses within 30 days. So that's great. So, and that's all because of inventory. Okay. So what I have here is, I've done this before. These are the inventory levels in our surrounding towns in the Portland area. And I also have a comparison to show the last time I did this to see, you know, where we're heading, you know, and if there's been any major changes. So before I jump into this, I'll explain quickly how I calculate inventory. It's pretty simple. So I'm looking at it. This is from January 1st to the end of July. So that's 7 months. I look at how many properties have sold, and then I calculate how many, you know, per month. And then I look at what's currently on the market, and then I can calculate how many months of inventory we have. Okay. 5 to 6 months of inventory is a normal market. Over 6 months of inventory is a buyer's market, and under 5 months of inventory is a seller's market. So what I did was I took single family homes, no condos, no multi-units, all that kind of stuff, just a single family home under 700,000. That's kind of like the sweet spot for the middle class. All of us, you know, average people out there, that's what we buy, under 700,000 in the greater Portland area. So looking at the town of Portland, the city of Portland, there's been 302 sales so far in that criteria. That works out to 43 per month. And that is current inventory is 74 homes on the market. And so if you calculate that out, that's 1.72 months worth of inventory. Down from the last time I did this a little over a month ago of 2.07. So inventory has come down a little bit. It's crazy because it seems like the last time I did this, we were talking about how it came down as well. It's amazing. South Portland, 157 sold. That's 22 per month. And there's 26 houses currently on the market. That's 1.18 months worth of inventory. That also went down from last time, which is 1.3 last time. Small amount, but still, it's amazing to see the numbers even dipping. It's just, it's crazy. Scarborough, 169 sales. That's 24 per month. There's 53 current houses on the market. That's 2.2 months worth of inventory. That went down pretty much a half a point. So last time it was 2.6. This time it's 2.2. So again, that's nuts. Falmouth, 60 sales. That's 9 per month. The current inventory is 31. That's 3.44 months. Falmouth, for some reason, has always been like, I don't know if it's the most inventory, just that, you know, it's, yeah, I guess the most inventory. But this actually went up from 3.37 to 3.44. So minuscule, but it went up a little bit. Interesting. That's actually, I believe, the only one, not Westbrook, that happened to, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, Cape Elizabeth, 57 sales. That's 8 per month. There's only 11 houses on the market in Cape Elizabeth in that price range. It's nuts. 1.37 months worth of inventory. That's down from 1.42. Now, Westbrook. Westbrook has always been the lowest, and it's not the lowest anymore. I think South Portland has the lowest, which is it's crazy. So Westbrook, 111 sold. That's 16 per month. There's 21 houses on the market. That's 1.31 months worth of inventory. Last time I did this was 0.86 months worth of inventory, which is just crazy. I mean, I don't know. There must have been something weird in there. But anyway, it jumped up. South Portland is now the lowest as far as months worth of inventory. We are definitely in a seller's market. Remember I said anything below 5 months is a seller's market. Most of these are under 2 months in these surrounding towns. It's just crazy. So what happens when inventory is this low? It just means there's not a lot of houses on the market. But there's still a lot of buyers out there, especially since interest rates have come down, which we talked about last time. Interest rates have come down. They're still pretty low. So the buyer demand is still there. So whenever a house hits the market, when it's, you know, priced right, it's a nice house, things like that, just buyers just swarm on it, okay? And things sell quickly. And so what I spend a lot of my time doing is just finding houses that aren't on the market. You know, a lot of my buyers that I work with, a lot of sales happen just by, a few techniques I use are knocking on doors, sending out postcards, word of mouth, just talking to my friends, my neighbors, talking to other brokers. You know, a lot of these things and doing all of those things kind of helps me find homes for people that haven't hit the market. We do also keep a close eye on MLS because something does hit and it's somebody's dream home. We got to be prepared to pounce on it. You got to be ready. You got to be pre-approved with your finances in order. You got to be ready to put in an offer ASAP. Anyway, that's my market update. Hopefully this was helpful. Let me know. Comment below if you have any questions or if you want me to work out inventory for your specific town. If you're outside of the greater Portland area, happy to do it. Only takes me a minute and would love to talk to you. Thanks. Have a great day. And remember, if you're going to make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone. Hey everyone, thank you for listening to the Make Maine Your Home podcast. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe to it, rate it, and of course share it. You can also check out the video version on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/makemaineyourhome. I also want to give a special shout out to Portland Podcast. They're Maine's first podcasting studio. I dump all these files right in their lap and, you know, they're able to make it happen with ease. So thanks to them. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day and we'll see y'all soon.